Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. The events described in Chapter 32 occurred in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, 1 year before the destruction of Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. The troops of Nebuchadnezzar were already encircled around the walls of Yerushalayim as they were building ramps in preparation for breaching the fortifications. At that time, Yirmiyahu was held by Tzidkiyahu in the royal prison, along with other Jews. He had been arrested and charged with treason for opposing the king's intentions to join the coalition of Gentile nations plotting a rebellion against the Babylonian Empire. The king was intent on silencing Yirmiyahu, who announced that it was a doomed insurrection, and kept calling for surrender in hopes of saving the lives of the remaining Jews in Yerushalayim. But Tzidkiyahu's obstinance, despite the fall of the surrounding cities to the overpowering Chaldean troops, continued to risk the lives of the men, women, and children huddled within the walls of Yerushalayim, where they were suffering ever-worsening effects of hunger and thirst. Within the courtyard of the prison, Yirmiyahu told his fellow prisoners and the palace guards that Hashem had foretold him that his cousin would come to visit and offer him his field in Anatot, which had been put up for sale. And according to Torah law, he is offering Yirmiyahu as his closest kin the rights of first refusal. By then, the towns and villages, including Yirmiyahu's hometown, Anatot, had been conquered by the Chaldeans, and those who weren't killed in the invasion escaped and fled to the fortified city of Yerushalayim. Indeed, shortly thereafter, Hanamel, his uncle's son, came to see Yirmiyahu in prison, and Yirmiyahu then knew that the dream was a prophecy from Hashem, as recorded in verse 8. Vayavo elai Hanamel ben dodi kidvar Hashem el chatzar ha-matara. Vayomer elai, knena et sadi, asher be'anatot, asher be'eretz binyamin. Ki lecha mishpat ha-yerusha, ulecha ha-geula, knelach. Ve'eda kidvar Hashem hu. Then, as Hashem had said, my cousin Hanamel came to the courtyard and urged me, please buy my field in Anatot, in the land of Binyamin, for you own the right of inheritance and redemption. Hanamel's proposal seemed absurd. Who buys a land that has been captured by an invading army? Nonetheless, Yirmiyahu felt compelled to go through the sale and offered an inflated price. So I bought the field in Anatot from my cousin Hanamel, and I weighed out 17 shekels of silver, signed and sealed the deed, called in witnesses, and weighed out the silver on the scales. The deed was then given to Yirmiyahu's protege, Baruch Beneria, for safekeeping, as related in verses 13 through 14. Ve'etzaved Baruch le'enehem le'mor, כה אמר השם צבקות אלוקי ישראל, לקוח את הספרים האלה, את ספר המקנה הזה, ואת החתום, ואת הספר הגלוי הזה, ונתתם בכלי חרס, למען יעמדו ימים רבים. In their sight I instructed Baruch, this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Take these deeds, both the sealed copy and the open copy of the deed of purchase, and put them in a clay jar to preserve them for a long time. In so doing, Yirmiyahu publicly demonstrated his faith in Hashem's message. Ki koh amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, od yiknu batim v'sadot uchramim ba'eretz hazot. For this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land. But then, cognizant of the impending catastrophe and shaken by the strife and suffering that the siege was wreaking on the populace, particularly the innocent children of Yerushalayim. The prophet agonized over the absurdity of what he had just done and prayed for forgiveness and mercy for his people in verses 16 through 19. ואתפלל אל השם אחרי תיתי את ספר המקנה אל ברוך בן נריה, לאמור, אהה, עד השם אלוקים, הנה אתה עשית את השמיים ואת הארץ בכוחך הגדול ובזרועך הנטויה, לא יפלא ממך כל דבר. עושה חסד לאלפים ומשלם עוון אבות אל חיק בניהם אחריהם. הקל הגדול הגיבור, השם צבקות שמו, גדול העצה ורב העלילה, אשר עיניך פקוחות על כל דרכי בני האדם, לתת לאיש כדרכיו וכפרי מעלליו. I pray to Hashem after I had given the deed of purchase to Baruch ben Neriah. O my master, the God of justice, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You show loving devotion to thousands, but laid the iniquity of the fathers into the laps of their children who've come after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is Hashem of hosts, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are on all the ways of human beings, rewarding each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. Following in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirmiyahu pleads for mercy, while acknowledging that Am Yisrael had severely breached the covenant and had repaid Hashem's chesed and bounty with defiant rebellion, in verses 22 and 23. Vatiten lahem et haaretz hazot asher nishbat alavotam, latet lahem eretz zavat chalav udvash. ויבואו, וירשו אותה, ולא שמעו בקולך, ובתורתך לא הלכו. את כל אשר ציווית להם לעשות, לא עשו. ותקרא אותם את כל הרעה הזאת. You gave them this land that you had sworn to give their fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. They came and possessed it, but they did not obey your voice or walk in your law. They failed to perform all that you commanded them to do. And so you have brought upon them all this disaster. And now, fully aware of the tragic irony of buying property in a vanquished and devastated town, Yirmiyahu complains bitterly in verses 24 and 25. See how the siege ramps are mounted against the city to capture it. And by sword and famine and plague, the city has been given into the hands of the Chaldeans who are fighting against it. What you have spoken has happened, as you now see. Yet you, my master, the God of justice, have said to me, buy yourself the field with silver and call in witnesses, even though the city has been delivered into the hands of the Chaldeans. Take note that in these prayers, Yirmiyahu refers to Hashem as the Adon, the master of the universe. And he pronounces Shem Havayeh, the four-letter name for the one God, as Elohim, signifying Midas Hadin. For Hashem is finally exacting retribution and justice from the nation that has so flagrantly violated the mitzvot, both through idolatry and inhumane cruelty to the most vulnerable. So Hashem responds, repeating Yirmiyahu's words, but with a twist, as he reintroduces himself, stressing Shem Havayeh, that signifies love and compassion, in verses 26 and 27. Vahi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu lemor, הנה אני השם אלוקי כל בשר, הממני יפלא כל דבר? Then the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyahu. See, I am Hashem, the Baal HaRachamim, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Thereby God stresses that as creator of all living things, who also is the source of natural law and righteousness, it would be inconceivable to overlook the grievous sins that Am Yisrael had been committing from their earliest days. Thus, Radak elaborates, nothing is too wondrous or difficult for Hashem, but he will allow the Chaldeans to capture the city, because the Jews continue to commit horrific sins, even as the consequences are blatant, thereby defying and angering God. Nonetheless, Hashem says, I asked you to purchase the field from your cousin to provide comfort to the faithful that there will be an end to this calamity, and they will return from exile and rebuild. But first, they must be held accountable for their crimes, as Hashem clarifies in verses 31 through 35. כי על אפי וחמתי הייתה לי העיר הזאת למן היום אשר בנו אותה ועד היום הזה להסירה מעל פניי. על כל רעת בני ישראל ובני יהודה אשר עשו להכיסני, המה מלכיהם, שריהם, כהניהם ונביאיהם ואיש יהודה ויושבי ירושלים. ויפנו אליי עורף ולא פנים. ולמד אותם השכם, ולמד ואינם שומעים לקחת מוסר. וישימו שיקוציהם בבית אשר נקרא שמי עליו, לטמאו. ויבנו את במות הבעל אשר בגי בן הינום, להעביר את בניהם ואת בנותיהם למולך, אשר לא ציוויתים, ולא עלתה ליבי לעשות התועבה הזאת, למען החטי את יהודה. For this city provoked my wrath and fury from the day it was built until now. So I will remove it from my presence because of all the evil Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehudah have done to anger me. They, their kings, their officials, their priests and prophets, the men of Yehudah and the residents of Yerushalayim, they have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Though I have taught them again and again, they would not listen or respond to discipline. They have placed their abominations in the house that bears my name to defile it. They built platforms for Baal in the valley of Hinnom to put their sons and daughters in the fire to Molech, something I never commanded them, nor did it ever enter my mind that they should commit such an abomination and mislead Yehudah to sin. However, Hashem adds that just as he will exact retribution for the atrocities, he will later pour out his merciful consolation on the survivors in verses 37 through 38. I will surely gather my people from all the lands to which I have banished them in my furious anger and great wrath, and I will return them to this place and make them dwell in safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God. In the exile, the faithful will be forged into a unified nation, and the vestiges of pagan practices will be purged, as indicated in the continuing verses. I will give them one heart and one way, so that they will always fear me, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never turn away from doing good for them. And I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will never turn away from me. The returning Jews will again commit to serve Hashem joyfully, with all their hearts and all their souls, as Hashem promises in verse 41. Vesasti alehem lehitiv otam, untatim ba'aretz hazot be'emet, bechol libi uvechol nafshi. Yes, then I will rejoice in doing them good, and I will faithfully plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. As for the field that Yirmiyahu purchased, it will again become fertile and teem with animals and farmers who have returned from exile. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.